Denmark, which already has a tax on sugar, chocolates, and soft drinks, the so-called sweet tax, is now going to levy a fat tax on foods such as butter and oil. Dr. Dworkin joins us now on CFRA. Good morning.
Good morning, Steve.
So some in the medical profession have advocated this for Canada.
Well, this is, you know, I look at this and I say, what is the evidence that this will actually change behavior? Because we don't have any evidence right now. This is a social experiment, really a social engineering experiment on the part of the government of Denmark to see whether it will alter behavior and alter the foods that people eat or at least reduce them. But obesity and weight gain are not just a simple matter of how much fat is in food. It's the quantity of food that people eat, the environments that they are in, the availability of food, that is fast food restaurants, activity levels that they have. So is there really any evidence that it will change behavior? This is the first jurisdiction to do that, so I guess we're going to find out whether it has an impact on their eating habits and overall the average weight of a person living in Denmark. The tax itself is works out about 9 cents for every ounce of saturated fat. So, you know, people were hoarding and actually purchasing more of the foods that were subject to be taxed earlier last week before the tax was imposed.
What, a run on butter cookies?
There was a run on all the foods that were going to be taxed. So you already have people who are making a concerted effort to have a stock of the food that they want. So whether the tax itself is going to hinder or impede people from buying the foods that they obviously like is something to be looked at. I don't have an answer to that. I don't think anybody has an answer to that. But knowing human behavior, when you usually ban something or make something more difficult to have access to, people tend to say, well, I'm going to thumb my nose at you and continue to do this anyway.
Yeah, although in Denmark, they point at their success of their tobacco tax and say that that's reduced smoking in Denmark, of all places. So that's why they then went ahead with the sugar tax, and now they're going ahead with the fat tax.
Right, but to say tobacco and food are the same, that not everybody smokes, but everybody eats.
Yeah.
So whether we, you know, you have to have similar populations, and tobacco is addictive, and whereas food, some might argue, is, but, you know, in the end, we have to eat. So whether this actually impacts on a person's behavior, like I said, we're going to see. But yeah. I think it's just a nice tax grab.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
You're welcome, Steve.